This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged, get irritated, get whatever. Just get. Get going. Do something. Do something. No, really. Yeah, there we go. The voice is gone, right? No, really, seriously, do something. And when I say do something, I don't mean, you know, do anything, be stupid about it. I mean, get involved locally, school board, water board, city council, whatever there is locally going on around you. Find the right people for the job. Help get them involved. Help get them elected. And enough of this craziness. I'm going to go through some state issues here in a few minutes. You're going to start scratching your head going, I don't get it. How does this happen? It happens because good people do not get off their butts and make changes. Seriously. You know, I don't want to go through it in detail today, but check out the Huffington Post says that Trump is dividing America. The thing it forgot to talk about, the thing it loves to, like, ignore, is that he couldn't have done this much division, A, In less than 10 months, number one. Number two, many people of color and otherwise say the racial divide became so much bigger under guess who? Mr. Obama. Really that simple. Mr. Obama. No, and that's a story. It's a story for another day. We'll deal with it later, but I just thought it was kind of funny that you know, all of a sudden the Huffington Post has decided that the racial, the guy responsible for the racial divide in this country is a guy who's been in office 10 months. Spent the first 4 or 5 months of his time in office fighting people, leftovers. Yeah, I'm saying it that way on purpose, too. Leftovers. People that shouldn't have been there. That if I was him, I would have wiped clean when I first got in office. You heard me say something to Kimberly on the way out. That, you know, you got Al Sharpton and others that just screaming about what's taking place in Las Vegas, right? I mean, he's not made a big comment about it, but he has said a bit. But I don't see these guys in Chicago. How many died in Vegas? Like 59? Well, we have 57 dead in Chicago. You remember, Las Vegas was something that just happened, if you would. Right? An evil man did an evil thing. One evil man did an evil thing and mowed down a bunch of people. And it happened that fast. Very hard to do. Very hard to snag. Very hard to stop. And almost 300 people have been shot. And on top of the 300 people that have been shot, about 57 have been killed. Right? In 1 month. Not since the beginning of the year. That was in the month of September. Right? Come on, think about this. When you talk about this stuff, when you allow them to get away with things the way they do, and I do mean that, the way they do, it's our fault for not fighting back. Why are we not fighting back? That's my question here. Or my response, or whatever you want to call it. I want to know why we're not fighting back. And that's you, too. Why aren't you fighting back? What are you doing or not doing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I very much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation as a whole. You know, I bring this stuff up not to be just constantly poking in the left, because people lost their lives. It's not a political thing. And let's not keep it just political. But people lost their lives over this. And then again, you've got people in Chicago. Why isn't there a concerted effort? Why isn't there a focused effort to stop this? Why isn't Obama, Sharpton, Jack, the people that could make a difference? Whether we like it or not, those are people that probably could make a difference in those areas. Not a word. Nothing. I personally believe it's because they really honestly don't care. It's ugly. It's nasty. They know they can't fix it. They can't do anything about it the way they would like to do about it. I mean, if they really had to get engaged and involved. So again, it's a big deal. Before I get into the stories about the cities and the states that are just poorly run, that are in bad shape, that are really in trouble, all Dem-owned. That's right, you heard me, all Democrat-owned. No way around it. So let me ask you a question. How old is a sixth grader, about fifth and sixth graders?
11.
About 11. Okay. So, you know, you would expect pop quizzes in the fifth and sixth grade, right, be math and science and history and dates, you know, stuff like that. Pop quiz today would have been about Christopher Columbus, who was he, where did he come from, who gave him, you know what I'm saying, those kind of things. But apparently, not in a Georgia school. In DeKalb County, it's a school district in Georgia, it's getting all kinds of pushback from its parents now. Because there was a pop test given to sixth graders at Lithonia Middle School. The middle school's health teacher assigned a quiz that defined 5th and 6th grade, remember? 10 sexual identity terms, such as gay, lesbian, transgender, and so on. Right, let's not teach them about math, science, and history. No. They have to know about all these other things that from a sexual standpoint, no. This is where I say the state has overstepped again. You have no right to do this to your children, and you need to stop them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for being with me this evening. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. Always a pleasure to have you here with us. And, again, sorry for the buffering. Can't do anything about it. I'm not the guy that runs the airwaves or whatever they're called, the internet waves or what have you. So, some of the crazy things that we were talking about earlier. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By the way, some of you this weekend joined up for Patreon. Right, if you head over to my website, it's the way you can help the show. We have been hit this year, like a lot of conservatives, you know, from some of the sites that we get paid from. And conservatives have been just clamped down on big time. So if you want to be part of the team, part of the
politically incorrect posse, you can head over to the website, therealside.com, click on Patreon. For a cup of coffee a month, you can be part of the team. I will respond to some of you from this weekend, I promise. Just give me time to catch up. Now, we were doing a story about a Georgia woman, a Georgia mom, was very upset about a pop quiz that was given, and it had everything to do with sexual identity. We're talking fifth and sixth graders. This is in Georgia. Well, you would think you wouldn't have to worry about this thing. And I'm on a school board. They get mad at me when I talk like this, but the bottom line is stop with the moral values in school because you don't have my moral values. Public schools, for the most part, conservative, they do not hold the conservative values, for the most part. So you don't have a right to impart your belief systems on my kids. I'm forced to send my kids to your school to begin with, which is an irritant. I should be able to send my kids any place I want to for education, especially if I'm paying taxes for it. But on top of that, you're going to tell me what you're going to teach them, what you're going to tell them to be truth. They trust you, especially the elementary school. The teacher, the kids look up to them. They love them. They almost worship these teachers. And then you, who are supposed to be educators and smart people, that you put them at odds with their parents by making fun of their God, making fun of what they believe. I mean, that's shameful. If you're an educator and you make fun of a child's belief system, shame on you. You should have a lifetime ban on teaching at that point. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I've seen it. I've gotten calls around it. That's why I say they have no business teaching morality because the public system as a whole has no real morality. Now, the middle school health teacher in this case decided that a pop quiz should be given where the kids had to identify 10 sexual identities. Now, this is the funny thing about it. How many kids really think about this? Why is this an issue in this fifth and sixth grade? The mother was particularly shocked when her 12-year-old daughter came home with the assignment. The mother did the same thing I would do. What are they teaching you in school? What does this have to do with life? Parks felt that the material was not appropriate for school and that her daughter was too young to learn about sexual orientation. See, the mother felt it was not age appropriate, but the school doesn't care. Well, most states, most educators, most education unions, trustees, and what have you, I'm not going to say all, but most, don't care what you think. We do stories on it every night here. You know they don't care what you think. The mother went on to say, hey, think about this. We're still talking about a sixth grader who watches Nickelodeon. I'm not ready to explain what these words are, what they mean, and I sure as heck don't want the school doing. Park recalls an earlier, or the mom recalls an earlier conversation with the health teacher during which she was assured that such material would not be taught, and this is how it always happens. If the teachers really feel like they're in the right, why lie about it? Simple question. Why are you lying about it? If you truly believe you're right, why are you lying about it? Just dumb question. I don't know what to tell you. Now, Parks has signed a consent. Let me see. She said, anyway, it's happening anyhow. Now, Parks has signed a consent form to remove her child from the health class. Now, you can't do that in California. Once it goes there, it's done. Now, Park was not the only one to start screaming about the controversial quiz. Eva McLean, the mother of the of a past Lithonia Middle School student, agrees that the material is inappropriate for school. She also said that the sexual orientation quiz was not part of the health class. All right, when her daughter was in school, it was not part of it. It was not acceptable. If a kid wants to know about the gender or know about sex preferences, it should come from the parents. That's right. From the parents, from the church, from the synagogue, from whatever the parent decides it should come from. The teacher should not. Teacher should never. An educator should never be at odds with the parents. The problem is that some educators feel you teaching your kids about God, you teaching your kids about quote-unquote traditional values, you teaching kids about right and wrong is a detriment to that child.
You can thank Dr. Spock for a lot of these things. And I'm not talking about the Star Trek Dr. Spock. The guy who was talking about letting your kids express themselves. The guy who all his kids hated him. It's still unclear if the DeKalb County School District approved of this curriculum, but the district did acknowledge that the parents' concern in a written statement. They went on to say they've been made aware of the alleged event. Alleged event. You had a bunch of parents there and a bunch of kids, and it's still an alleged event. And they're working to verify its authenticity. We'll investigate. Now, there's a picture. There is a picture of the test, the quiz. So I don't know what's alleged about it. Now, Park plans to bring her concerns to the school district's headquarters on Tuesday as soon as their fall break ends. She said, I'll be removing her from that class. I'm also going to take it to the Board of Education to see what they have to say about it as well. Let me tell you about the Board of Education and how that operates. Yours truly is actually on a Board of Education. They hate it, but I'm on it anyway. The Board of Education usually gets these things in a pile. And when I say a pile, I'm talking at the beginning of the year or during the summer. They come at us and they give us a list of all the curriculum that's been approved. All the curriculum that they believe to be right and true. And it's gone through department heads. That means, that, you know, if it's history, it's gone through by the history department head, science department head, and so forth. So by the time it gets to the board, we kind of figure, take for granted, whatever, that it's been checked out, it's been verified, it's true and right. And we're finding, I find more and more as the days go on, that may not necessarily be true. That some of them have to be checked out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you back. We come back from break. We're going to deal with the California woes. That's right. And there's a boatload of them. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back.
You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Before I go on my rant on the issues here in California, the continued issues, the worsening issues, I will say, let's bring David on from San Francisco, but by the way, which is in California, for those of you who may not know. David, thanks for joining the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I was actually...
David, how close are you to those fires?
They're north enough that we're maybe 20 to 40 miles. No, I'd actually be a little farther than that, probably, say, 50 miles.
Because
Santa Rosa's... 40 miles, but it's in the northern end of Santa Rosa.
That smoke and that ash moves pretty fast.
People,
so be careful.
We've been coughing all night. Down here in the city, you know, the smoke's pretty pervasive. We got a feel for them because it's, you know, if the real estate out here in San Francisco, well, in the Bay Area, I mean, your average house is probably $1 million now. This is just like a regular house that people had, you know. People don't realize, you know, when I hear so many of these talk show hosts saying, oh, we shouldn't raise the minimum wage. Well, you know, if you're living in a house that has gone from $30,000 in like the 70s all the way up to $1 million now, same house, you know, little house, barely a front yard, you know, a postage stamp front yard can be $1 million, and 1,500 houses were burnt down by 10 o'clock this morning, and that's, you know...
Wow, that's sad.
9 hours ago or something like that, so it's bad. And so that's, a $1.5 billion in loss in overnight. So,
our hearts go out to those people who lost their homes, and I mean that sincerely.
Oh, yeah,
it's terrible.
Plenty of Republicans up there, Democrats.
Doesn't matter.
No kidding.
Americans, Californians, human beings. You know, we can have our political say in some areas, but when it comes to loss and stuff like this, I'm sorry, you're human beings.
Well, that's right. Nobody deserves that.
You know?
Yeah, and actually, I was going to kind of warn you about, you know, you were talking about sex education there in the earlier, just before the break. That's another one that doesn't cross you know, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle it's on. They're saying that actually a lot of church-going kids are ending up with AIDS because they're not being taught sex education in schools. Their parents are homeschooling them or whatever, and these kids have got normal urges and end up with AIDS because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I don't know about AIDS, but STDs, yes, you are correct, sure, that there's a rise in STDs. But I will tell you something else too. You know, is that how we deal with things in society? If we feel like somebody else isn't dealing with it properly, we're going to cover it for them, because these parents need to step up. Why did you have children? Why do you have children? To advocate your responsibilities to somebody else? No. You know, David, with all due respect, we've got the worst. You know, kids coming out of California, we've got some issues with the rest of the country when it comes to education. When it comes to the world, you know, we're 47th in math and science. Why is that?
If we're supposed to,
huh?
It's divide and conquer. This has been going on. You know, I'm closing in on 60 now. And when you start looking at when I was a kid.
I'm part of the club, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, they were pushing the same snooty, you know, we can't teach the children this, we can't teach the children that, and we ended up with the same fast rise in STDs in the baby boom.
But,
and the idea that you know, you put your children at risk it is divide and conquer. You know, there are people, I was brought up in St. Louis where Protestants and Catholics were pitted against each other, much less if you were black, if you were Jewish, if you were anything else, an atheist or something like that. Catholics and Protestants were seeing to it that the streets weren't swept in various neighborhoods. You know, if you were a Protestant in a Catholic town, you may not get your, you know, the telephone lines fixed often enough, or, you know, things like that. It was just a playing dirty games with each other when America used to be united you stand, divided you fall.
Yeah, but what was the major belief system? What were people leaning towards in the 40s and 50s and 60s when you talk about being united? We all at least respected each other. We don't respect each other anymore.
You ever heard of the Bunds? Adolf Hitler, back in the 30s, you know, the late 20s and early 30s, the Bund, B-U-N-D, check it out, Hitler put Bunds in every country that he wanted to attack. And these were the people who were going to soften up society so that they would think that it would be okay for Hitler to move in. And so, you know, whether it was Madagascar or France, the Bunds were there. And in fact, Alfred Hitchcock did a great movie about an underground radio station in Madagascar. If you ever get a chance to look it up, you can see it on YouTube.
But, David, come back to, you know, I mean, the bottom line is this. Hitler also knew that if he got the youth, he had the country. He specifically brainwashed and worked at the youth. But look what we're doing now. You know, to your point earlier, what do we do back in the Jim Crow days, right? You couldn't teach black people how to read. You couldn't educate them. Why?
Sure.
Because if you educated them, they had power and they can get out of their situation. So
right.
What have we done? Has nothing to do with sex. I think that, I'm sorry, with all due respect, I think that's a BS argument. You know, we make it so they can't read, they can't understand, they can't use logic skills, and that's what we've done to these kids. And then you can sell them anything. They have to believe what you say because they're not smart enough to figure it out. You have people that think we won our independence in 1964 from the Chinese. Seriously? And and we want to keep doing the education system the same way? There's something wrong with us. Okay.
Is that some new stat about 64?
It is not a new stat. It is. You know, I play those clips on this show on a regular basis, so do others. When you go out to the beaches, you go out to the malls, you talk to these young people, what do they know about Independence Day? What do they know about our founding fathers? They know nothing. They can tell you the last 10 years of who won on America's Got Talent, but they can't name five of our founding fathers. They can't tell you when we won our independence. They can't. Black communities can't even tell you what the Civil War was all about. So,
I agree that they, and homeschooling and Betsy DeVos, they're very into dumbing down. In fact,
David, be careful with the homeschooling stuff, because now there's new stats out that would prove you and others wrong. That homeschooling
Homeschooling is not a bad thing if it's done right. The state actually encourages homeschooling, believe it or
not. Well, there was a famous Vanderbilt quote. Vanderbilt kept his son at home for, like, till he was 14. And he, you know, just nanny and the child or something like that. And when he was 14, he put him on a train. This is like the late 1800s. And he put him on a train to take him down to New York City to show him the business. And he comes down to the platform, and the boy looks around and sees all the people on the platform, and he says, "Father, who are these people?" And it's like, you know, if you raise your child to be totally innocent of the world, but then he's supposed to manage the world. You know, like
That's bad. That's bad management on the parent. Look, I got to go because I got some of the stuff I got to get to. Thanks for calling in, David. I appreciate it. You know, it's funny he brings up homeschooling. This has been something that, even as a public school trustee, I don't discourage homeschooling. Homeschooling, private schooling, whatever the scenario is, everybody's got to treat their kids, teach their kids the way they need to. And homeschooling is done for many reasons. Sometimes homeschooling is done because parents need the kids at home, right? They got home businesses or what have you. But this is not, homeschooling isn't like it was 20 years ago, not even 10 years ago. It's a whole different animal. And frankly, some night we probably will do, we should do a program around homeschooling to give people an idea of what's going on, you know, in the homeschooling community, in the homeschooling world. Anyhow, see, you know, that I get pulled away. But I'm going to come right back to it. So the when you look at the states that are run by Democrats, when you look at the states, and I'd even take the Democrat out of it, because right away what you have, if you say Democrat, Republican, right away what you have is the antennas go up and people go, okay, you know, this is going to be political ideology. That's it. I'm done. I'm not listening to this anymore. Let's call them management styles. What do you think? Okay? Because there's many different management styles. You have people that like to build consensus. You have people that like to lay out the rules and the policies and the procedures, and this is what you're going to do, and this is how you're going to do something. You guys have had managers and supervisors that have made you nuts because you don't like the way they're doing something. You've heard me talk millions of times. It's going to be millions by this point. I worked for people. I had people work for me and people as part of my team that I couldn't stand. But they were good at what they did. And I had to learn how to work with them. All right, but some management styles just fail and continue to fail. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendolite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Sending me emails. All kinds of fun stuff, and I really do appreciate when you're actually involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the poll and just have so much more fun if you're involved with some of the other people that are involved in our conversation. I would say the same thing. I mean, really, seriously, you need to hear where other people are coming from. Don't just chase them away. Don't just hang up on them. Don't just walk away from them. Find out where they're coming from and why they believe what they believe. You may learn from them. You may learn why you don't want to be any part of them, but you got to get some information. So, not because I'm a Republican, not because I'm a conservative, when you look at the way the states are run, some of the way the cities are run, as I said in the last segment, I don't want to make this Dem Republican. I want to call this out as a management style. Now, I heard Dave from San Francisco earlier kind of allude to the fact that, San Francisco property, $1 million, the average house is $1 million. That's why you need to up the minimum wage. Well, I don't agree with that. Because, $15 an hour is not going to get you in $1 million home. I got news for you. Right? The American dream isn't becoming a millionaire because you want to be. You have the ability to become a millionaire because you're willing to work hard. The house I live in today, I could not afford today because it's gone up in value that much.
I can get twice the house where I live, though, for that $1 million that Dave was talking about in San Francisco, because maybe that's where you want to live. Remember, there are jobs all over the country. This garbage that you can only live in a certain place because that's where you grew up and that's where you live and that's where you want to be. Well, maybe you can't be where you want to be. Maybe you can't get the job you want to get. I am blind in one eye. Many of you don't know that. Almost totally. Okay, I do have a pilot's license. I cannot get a license to fly a jetliner, and a lot of you right now have dropped your knees and go, thank you, Jesus, because I'm blind in that one eye. I want to fly a jetliner. That doesn't give me a right to. Okay, just one of those things I'm just not going to be able to do. So it's the same thing, you know, when you hear this argument, and I see I'm not even going to go down the road I want to go down, but when you hear this argument about the minimum wage and other things, No. See, the first, do you know the first resident that I had? It was an apartment back in the 70s for $300 a month, because according to my minimum wage at the time, which was, God only knows what it was, $4.10. I'm almost as old as dirt. Right, that's all I could afford. And I learned how to budget, and I learned how to make sure that things fit. I didn't go whining to my boss going, I can't afford that apartment, in the middle of town. That's $700 a month, so you need to up my, give me a raise. No, I had to work at it. And you think the first house I bought was, $500,000, $700,000? No. I moved into an older part of town. I mean, I've owned several houses. But where I'm at now, we moved into an older part of town because that was what we could afford. That was in our budget. And to go back to the boss at the time, which was me anyway, it wouldn't have mattered. But but even so, if I worked for somebody, hey, listen, I want a $500,000 house. That means I got to make, $37.50 an hour and you need to raise my salary. No, it doesn't work that way. You get into the house you can afford. And you work on that house, and you work harder, and you get a raise, and you get a promotion, and your house goes up in value. Then you sell your house, you take the extra money, and you move up. You're not entitled to anything. If you buy the wrong house and you don't take care of it, guess what? The value goes down. You lose. There are no guarantees that you're always going to win. There's no guarantees you're always going to make the right decision. Why people on the left think that it's almost a guarantee? You're wrong. It doesn't work that way. You work hard and you move up, period. But in California, I'm trying to get through this really quick. California's got so many issues, so many problems. One of the things you heard me talking earlier about with Kimberly Marin had to do with the fact that Think of the logic behind this. I don't know where the logic is. If somebody could write me and let me know, I'd love to know where the logic is behind this. You do not have to. You can now give blood in the state of California. It's no longer a felony. If you know you have HIV, what are they, discriminatory other diseases? What if I had other diseases? Why can't I give those away too? Why can't I share those with others? So if you knowingly have HIV, you can donate blood now. I hope to God and never, my kids, me, that we never get in an accident in this state. Because I don't know what kind of blood they're going to be giving me. I mean, with all due respect to Jehovah's Witnesses, when I go to the hospital, I'm going to tell them, Jehovah's Witness, I can't have blood. You got to give me the synthetic stuff. Which is probably safer for you than whatever else. God only knows what's in the blood. But Governor Jerry Moonbeam signed legislation that almost wipes out the punishment for people who donate blood that's HIV infected. Now, they say it's because it's, I love this, it's discriminatory to the gay and lesbian community. But you see, it doesn't matter who takes the blood transfusion, not just gays and lesbians. Anybody who takes it can be affected with HIV. So how is it only discriminatory towards one? Because they're the ones that are donating it that might have it? So what? Then don't donate it. It's one area that you can't help. But if you really do have a heart to want to help people, then why would you give the blood that's infected to begin with? Go to the hospital and help out. Go to a nursing home and help them feed people. Help them take care of people. You want to help? That's how you help. It goes from a felony to a misdemeanor. The penalty has been reduced from up to 8 years in prison to a maximum sentence of 6 months. But think about something. You're giving a life-threatening disease to somebody. Right, you know it. You know you got it. So I don't understand why they would back this down. Are there any limits for these people? Any at all? So think about that. And then these are the same guys, that passed a law that forces vaccinations on children going to public school. You can't go to public school without a vaccination and everything. You can't opt out. You can't do anything. Because that might infect other people. Think about the logic of the loons here. Because you might infect somebody else with measles. You might infect somebody else with whatever else that you got. So I guess when it comes to little kids going to a public school, you can't do anything that might infect others, except if you want to give blood. In which case, if it's HIV positive, you can give anyway. And you don't have to tell anybody. Where does this make sense? Could somebody on the left write me an email, joe@therealside.com? How does this make sense? Right? They say that because the current law requires intent. Well, isn't intent simply knowing you have and giving without telling? Well, that's not intent to infect somebody else because they may not get it. No, they will get it. They will have that in their blood system. Brown wouldn't even comment on it, why he was signing this. This is craziness from the left, and then they try to justify. They try to tell you why and how it makes sense, and that it's okay. Again, if they really were trying to do what's right for people as a whole, how do they let this go by? How do they let this happen? States that are mostly run by Democrats. Again, I'm going to get back to this. And I just did this the other night. I ran down the whole list of how much money's owed you. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, I've got it up there. You've got states that have a mix and they do okay, which is the way it should be. It should be a mixed legislature. I'm sorry, that's what I think. And the ones that are totally in Dem control are the ones that seem to have the most amount of trouble. Oregon, Dems control the legislature and the governor's office. In Maine, Dems kind of split control of the legislature with Republicans. In Hawaii, Dems control the legislature and the governor's office. They're upside down with their finances. Oregon's in financial trouble. Illinois, we already know where they're at. They're in so much financial trouble. They keep raising the sales tax. They keep raising all kinds of taxes. And just think about this. They keep raising taxes. It still doesn't help them. It still doesn't save them. Connecticut, again, Dems control the legislature and the governor's office. All kinds of financial trouble. California, $700 billion in the hole. Actually, closer to $8. We are $800 billion in the hole. Our budget, our revenues are not at $200 billion a year. And they're talking about adding a $400 billion on top of that for single payer health care. That doesn't include the monies they're going to have to spend to send illegals to college for free, and that's what they're passing too. Your first year to a community college, totally free. I mean, think about this. New York. Again, Dems control the legislature and the governor's office. They're upside down dollar-wise, too. This just doesn't stop, and nobody seems to care. New Jersey and Illinois, I was going to say they're in the worst shape, but I probably can't swallow that because I see what's going on here in California. And I'm amazed at the Dems willing to support their people no matter how bad it gets. And it is a management style. Capitalism versus socialism. And guess who keeps winning? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Grab some coffee and water, whatever you have. We'll be back in a minute.